The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila. No, I'm done.
What?
Go ahead.
You didn't say half past never o'clock. You ever said half past 9 o'clock?
No, I did. I was just silent. I'm sick of you giving me shit all the time about my
silent treatment.
But my minisode introduction. So
what are you gonna give me the silent treatment for?
Go ahead.
All right.
See, do you see how unnatural it sounds? So next time, don't give me any shit, and I'll do my normal thing, but I'll move along.
In the news.
Yeah.
I read an article about a man, age 87, who pummeled his roommate.
Was he also an old man, or was his roommate like a young dude?
No, they were both old dudes in a old dude's home. And the one, I guess, allegedly stole the other guy's stuff, so he took...
He's a thief, yeah. Kick his ass.
He took like an... I don't know what it was, some kind of item.
Stole my aspirin.
And he beat him.
Beat the fuck out of him.
And I guess the guy almost or maybe already did die, and they're like, he's like, I didn't mean it.
I was kidding. It was a prank.
I didn't mean to kill him, but I had to teach that asshole a lesson. He stole my shit.
Yeah, listen. Well, saying you wanted to teach him a lesson isn't a valid excuse because, listen... If you're fucking nearly 90 and you haven't learned your lesson yet in life, you're not going to learn.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. You think like all old people are just like, you know, they just sit there and they're mild-mannered. But there's got to be like...
Let me tell you something.
There's got to be a few really old assholes around.
If you were an asshole when you were younger, why would you not be an asshole when you're
older?
Well,
a lot of times you don't make it to a ripe old age.
Let's just assume, you know, through some fluke, you don't die early. You're an asshole. You were born that way. You grew up that way. You're an old man now, and you're an asshole. Why would you just think you'd mellow out for some reason?
Plus, you got to be all angry, too, because you're like... You lived on your own for all these years. Now you're with some shitty roommate you don't know.
You're stuck in You're stuck in a home.
Probably shits himself every day.
And so do you. And you're even angrier about that.
I would be pretty angry.
God damn it! Now you gotta yell for somebody to help clean you up. It's fucking...
Get over here, nurse.
It's degrading.
Wouldn't you want that, though? Like, if you're in a nursing home and you're 87, fuck dignity. I'm just gonna pretend I shit myself and I'm like... You know, I can't even move. Like, all right.
You pretend you shit yourself, so you're not really going to?
No, I do. Okay. So, you know, she'll have to drag me to the shower and, like, clean me off.
No, I wouldn't do that. I don't even understand why you would want to.
You don't want some hot girl?
Fun? And why are you assuming she's going to be hot?
Listen, and I'm 87 years old. She can look like pretty... She's, like, in her 20s. She's hot.
Yeah, but, I mean, you could probably get that anyway. You need to be cleaned. You know, for like a bath or something? I should give you a sponge bath or something. You're going to need help.
Well, I'll pretend I need help with all that stuff.
All right. Odds are you're not going to be pretending. But yeah, you know what? They are pretty angry in there, I'd imagine. Like, you might not even have kids, so no one's coming to see you. Oh, everyone you know is fucking dead. You're just alone.
You're dead?
Well, I'm in a different home.
My sister's way younger than me. She'd probably come and visit.
She's got her own shit to do.
Like, what? You know, all she'd be when I'm like 87, she'd be like
in her
71.
Yeah, she's old.
No, not that old. 71, especially
spry 71.
In 60 years or whatever it'll be. I mean, she'll still be pretty good, you know.
Yeah, but come on. She's going to have her own family. And okay, maybe she'll come visit you every now and then, a couple times a year.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and you're going to be angry. for the most part, you're alone. You never had a family of your own. And you're stuck with some dude you probably don't like. And then imagine you have all your prized possessions that you have left in the world. This is
DVDs
all you have
now. Hotshot Whiz Kids.
Yeah, yeah. And now some fucking greedy old fuck sitting next to you decides he wants your shit.
By the way, if you steal from your roommate in a single room...
I know. You moved your stuff from one nightstand to the next nightstand over.
Why is my TV on your nightstand? What are you talking about? It's my TV. I just bought it.
Where? I didn't sell it to you.
It's funny because my remote, which you didn't steal for some reason, works on your TV.
No, you know what? What if you had Alzheimer's and you actually sold it to... Hey, you want my TV? Give me $20. All right, deal. And then a half hour later, hey, you stole my TV! You know what? That might not have been justified, that beating.
You forgot?
He might have. He's old.
It didn't say that he was senile in the article.
It's implied.
Yeah, it's hard to steal something from people who are in the same room as you all day long.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but, you know, experts, they can do it.
Oh, that would be so awful. You're fucking old. They just stick some other random old dude in there.
You know, I know. I don't want to think about it. Life's
maybe,
depressing
maybe
enough.
Maybe we'll go to the senior home together. That way,
Can I be in a room with him? First of all...
I'd probably hate you for a while, too.
Can we just be well off enough that we don't need to go to a fucking senior home?
Do we just sit in a rocking chair with a blank with an Afghan over us all day?
Well, I'm cold.
And then it's like they wheel us up to the window so we can look outside.
I can walk.
And they feed us, the spoon feed us.
Broth.
Give us our bath and then back to bed again. That's our whole day.
And I don't know why they insist on giving us baths together. It's just weird.
They wake you up.
Save time, I guess.
Come on, Mr. Klein. They roll you out. They, you know, take you to the bathroom, wash you up a little
bit.
And
you know they hate you over there.
Oh, of course.
You see that shit all the time. Like on 2020, they're fucking beating the old people. I mean, some old people deserve it. They're assholes, you know?
Why isn't 2020? Like, I like to go in 2020 with makeup as an old person. And then when they start beating you, you like grab her arm like you're a superhero. Like,
how funny would it be if you try to do that? But that nurse is still way stronger than you, and you get your ass kicked. That'd be great. You think you're, I'm going to show them. I'll teach them a lesson. See how they like it. Nope. Still getting your ass kicked, just like an old man.
I wonder if there's anyone who dresses like as an old lady fetish, and he like dresses up as an old guy and moves into a senior home so he can get old lady tail.
You know what? I imagine you could just get old lady tail if you really wanted to. They're turning you down. They have needs.
Well, they...
Probably.
Oh, you know what you do? They're always looking for volunteers over there.
Yeah, you just get a job there.
Because a lot of people don't have family, so, you know, you can come over and, play cards.
Meals on Wheels, all that. Yeah, you know what? Do a Meals on Wheels deal. And once you go over to their house, they're going to want a little company for dinner. And then you romance them.
Ugh.
There you go. I mean, if that's your thing.
I don't know why, but when I see old person, I think, you know, bad smells and gross...
But don't you think that about fat people, too? Do you just assume a fat person smells?
Some. Depends what they look like.
Okay.
I can tell someone smells just by looking at them.
Well, for the most part.
For the most part.
Yeah.
But old people, like, they all look like they wouldn't smell. But I watched...
It's hard to get clean.
I watched an episode of Penn & Teller Bullshit, and they did a...
smell test on
Yeah, they put,
people?
Like, three young people and three old people, and they all lifted up... And then they all did, like, a workout, so they sweated, and they didn't wear any deodorant or anything, and then they had some young people come in with blindfolds on, and they all sniffed. And they didn't know the difference. Like, there was no difference. They couldn't tell. The old people did not smell the worst. They're like,
well, there wouldn't be a difference, but...
But they're like, which one smells the worst? And the old people weren't ever the ones that they've said were the worst.
No, but you see, it wouldn't work like that anyway. It has to do with being able to clean yourself. I think when you get old, you're fucking tired, and it's hard to do things. So you're not... gonna, you know, get yourself as clean
as a young person.
I just
figure, like, an 80-year-old lady, normal lady, is just staying lazy. Like, what? Who gives a fuck?
No, you know what? My grandfather, before he died, he just did not, you know, he didn't shower every day. He'd always tell my mom, he's like, all I do is just lay here. I'm not doing anything anyway. I'm not sweating. I'm fine.
That's the worst. I mean, when you're laying around all day, you sweat a lot.
Yeah.
Especially in the summer.
You're fucking in your 90s, you're tired, and, you know, you give yourself a fucking shower, you can't really get in there, you know? You can't give yourself a good scrubbing. So that's why, you know, some old people do have an odor. It's not easy.
What about, like, rich old people?
Well, if you have a butler scrubbing your balls,
no,
you're
just
cool.
like a regular old...
Like a regular rich old person.
Like,
yeah.
An actress who's, like 80 now. I don't know any of
them. They still have people. I'm sure
they're not having people scrub.
They might.
An 80-year-old person isn't necessarily, helpless. They can, you know, you see plenty of 80-year-old people are walking around doing
plenty.
Things.
Where are you? Well, you see plenty of 80-year-old people wandering around.
At bingo, okay?
Bingo!
I have an addiction.
C-12. Bingo!
My sponsor won't let me go to a real gambling
room. I know,
casino.
You have to sneak into the church basement.
Bingo. What? Bingo. Tell them bingo. I got bingo. I got to go to that special store and buy all those, like, stamp ones. Like
you know what? There's a bingo... it's not a bingo hall, but where...
They have them in churches in the basement.
Yeah, whatever it is, there's one, like, by me, and I see, like, the little neon sign. It's like, $5,000 prize. I'm like, shit, I gotta go start playing
bingo.
It's not
expensive.
Yeah, I probably don't have to pay a lot of money. Maybe I win fucking $5,000.
I really don't know the going rate, but I'd say, like, what's... A few bucks a card. Like
I imagine.
I went with my grandma a few times when I was a kid, and some people, they were fucking serious as shit. They'd have like 12 cards out. And
oh,
like,
yeah.
Both their hands, and they'll stamp things. Like,
well, they got nothing else to do, so you might as well. Hey, you have a little fun because, you know, you're out of the house doing something.
I feel like
maybe you win a little something.
I feel like they look down on the young people and they come in. They're like, what are you doing? You're not taking this shit seriously.
This is business here, all right? This is my life.
Like, will they provide the gear for you? Or, like, I don't, like, if you don't have your stamp thing, do I have to go to the store and buy my own?
No, you prick your finger with a needle and use the blood. Oh. That's what I do. Right. No, let them know I'm in business.
I color it in like a Scantron, the number two pencil.
Mm-hmm. You know what else you could do? You can go to hotshotwizkids.com.
Yes, all the episodes are up there. Attention! Yeah. The episodes are up on the website.
I like how you covered because I think you were scratching your nose or something like that, and your voice sounded weird because you were talking because your hand was next to it.
That was my whole time.
So then you covered my. Hello, everyone!
HotShotWizKids.com. See you next time.